Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Everybody, welcome around the world. This podcast is all about vinyl records, selling, collecting, trading, whatever you'd like to do with them. And vinyl is becoming more and more popular by the minute, by the day, by the week, by the month. 40 million records sold last year, and of course that was new records, so it's not counting the used stuff that you and I sometimes go gobble up to flea markets and record shows and local record shops. Don't you just love doing that? And I'm getting a lot of use out of my new record player that I bought last week, and it's pretty good, you know, like, I don't know, but if the needle on it is really that good, I'm not 100% sure. The records sound okay. The unit sounds pretty good, but I don't know if, like, if it's a top of the line type of unit. It's brand new, and it's, you know, all wood grained. It's all like it built in with everything in it, and you know, it's pretty cool though. I still like it. So I've been getting a lot of use out of it lately, playing all my vinyl. And of course, guys, if you need any help with your vinyl collection, or maybe you're selling vinyl like I am online, and you're starting a business I've been in business with selling records for a while, just reach out to me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca, and I'll be more than happy to help you out for free. Where do you hear that word free anymore, eh? Especially with inflation. You don't hear it much anymore. The word free. It's going to be extinct pretty soon, I would say. So, wow, let's see what we're going to talk about. Amazon finally verified my account. So that warning sign that I've been seeing for the last month saying, if you don't verify your account will be suspended or deactivated. I saw that message like for a month. And I had to verify all my information, my address, my phone number, my bank account, my identity, all that stuff. And step by step, I had to do it. And finally, last Monday, I think I saw it. The message magically disappeared before my eyes. And you don't know how much of a relief that was to see it gone. Because, you know, Amazon is my number one site for people buying my vinyl. And, you know, I kind of want to keep that going. It's kind of like my secondary income right now. So it was kind of important to me that I got it right. And thank you, Amazon. I'm done. And now I can go back to selling like I like doing and love doing. So, yeah, that happened just the other day. If you're having problems with that, guys, you don't have a lot of time left. I think, actually, today may be the last day that you verify your account. But if you have any issues with that, just reach out to me. Maybe I can give you a little hand and try to make you understand what they're looking for there with verifying your account. So, Walmart.com actually rejected my attempt to sell on their platform. I could sell on walmart.ca, thank you, but they are not allowing me to sell on walmart.com. They said, they sent me an email. They said, we don't think you're a right fit for selling for selling on our platform. Well, if they only knew, you know, with over 5 million feedbacks that I have, or 5,000, I should say, I'm exaggerating, feedbacks that I have on all the sites that I've been selling, you know, I guess they don't know. And that's cool. I mean, they don't want me to sell there. I'm just going to carry on and sell on my platforms that I'm selling on right now. But yeah, they said it wasn't a real good fit. So, goodbye. I'm not going to be trying to sell on that platform anymore. Although I am selling on Amazon, Walmart.com, with Walmart.ca, and it's working out okay there. So I'm going to just continue to sell on that platform and not on Walmart.com. It's really strange because apparently Walmart.com and Walmart.ca merged, and it's all just Walmart.com. But I can't, my listings are only visible on walmart.ca, not walmart.com. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. I got a little bit of a shocker from eBay the other day. You know, sometimes I like looking at my financial payments on and to see what, you know, how I'm doing with all my sites. And I decided to go on eBay and see, you know, what, you know, how much profit I'm making and so on. And I'm looking at my sales and it breaks down the, you know, the amount of money you make off of each sale, which is pretty good. I like the way eBay does it, actually. They show you what your profits are for each of the sales, what they make off of you. And I was kind of shocked. They take $2.50 off of you if your seller rating isn't above standard, which is just, it blew me away. Like, I guess I'm not at the standard they want me to be. On Walmart, on eBay.com, eBay.ca I am, but apparently eBay.com, I'm not at the standard that I should be. So they charge you a $2.50 for not selling at the standard. Like, it's just, I guess it's been going on for a few years now. I just realized that. So I advise all of you to check that, you know, and not only on that site, but any site that you sell, and see what the platforms are taking from you for selling records. You know, you can adjust to it, of course, but it's always a good idea to do that, because, again, I didn't expect that surprise. I mean, I sold a $15 record, and they take $2 off, plus their fee, which is another $6, and shipping fee. They take, so it was like $10 fees they're making off of the record, which I thought was a little bit too much. But not only that, I didn't expect to see a seller's below standard seller's fee that they charge. And man, oh man, I don't know about you, but I kind of, you kind of question, should you continue selling on that platform as well? But it just, I guess, the cost of that you're doing business on somebody else's property, right? And if you don't like it, I guess you could always start your own site, you know, but the fees and everything are probably much the same, because you do have to pay for a lot when you have your own homepage. So anyways, look out for that if you are selling your records on eBay, and look at your fees. But not only look at your fees on eBay, look at your fees on a lot of sites, because, you know, like Etsy can really ding you for a lot of fees too. They ding you for shipping fees, tax on that, their own fees. All in all, you got to count for about a $10 to $15 fee difference that you pay for selling on Etsy. So if you're selling a record for $10, you better sell it for $25. Well, not that much, but maybe $22, $23, because the fees are going to wipe out everything in your profits. Just remember that, guys. And it's not only that. Even Amazon charges about $9 in fees for each sale that you do. Yeah, and so does eBay, so does Amazon, so does Etsy. Music Stack, not too much. Bonanza, about the same as eBay. Discogs, they've gone up to about 9% of your seller fee that they charge for selling records. So you got to build this into your cost, guys. And, you know, I guess your profits are shrinking a little bit. You got to adjust to that and adjust your prices, so you can make your little profit that you make with selling online. It's not that easy, is it? But it's just the way things are. It's not only, you know, it's not only with selling records. You sell anything online, you're gonna have to dish out seller fees for any platform, for anything that you sell. So it's not just vinyl records. So just keep that in mind. If you need any assistance with that, any questions with that, you could always reach out to me at any time. Again, at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. And I'll be willing to give you any hand or any assistance about anything I talk about with these podcasts. Guys, I want you to have a great week, a great month, a great year. And keep collecting those vinyl records. We'll talk to you soon. Over and out. Bye now.